Howdy do, buggeroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. Today is Thursday. It is the 22nd of October. This is 2020. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have Andrew Orr. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, Kelly. Thanks for having me on pre-iPhone delivery day.
Yes. Phonemus, I think we call it. Also with me today on Phonemus Eve, I have Brian Chaffin. Hi, Brian.
Hey, that's me. Happy Thursday.
I wasn't sure where you were headed with that happiness.
I wasn't either until I got there.
It was a journey for everyone. Andrew, I'd like to start with you and a PSA for people like you and I and Brian on iPhonemus Eve. Something they can do with those shiny new 12s.
Yeah, so we do actually have a relevant iPhone 12 PSA.
We do indeed.
So Apple has a new support document saying that iPhone 12 users with a 5G connection can download, there's an option to download iOS updates over cellular. And nice. I think this is something that people will love because I don't remember what version of iOS added it, but for a long time, people were wanting a cellular option to download apps, for example. And at one point, Apple did add that. So I think if an app is under 200 megabytes, you can have the option to download it on cellular too.
Yes. It's 200 or 250. Initially
iOS
it was...
updates.
Well, I'm no, sorry, this is just app updates. And it started out at 100 megabytes. Like if it's under 100 megabytes, you can download it over the air. And then in real life, everybody figured out very quickly that no app is only 100 meg. So it wasn't helpful for a long time.
Yeah. So now we're at actual iOS updates that will number in the gigabytes.
Yeah, hundreds of megabytes at least. And sometimes in the, but sometimes above 1 gigabyte, it certainly.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Available, right?
And there's going to be a toggle. You can, like, it's completely optional. You can turn it on and off if you go into, well, I tell you in this article where to go. And it's called a setting, allow more data on 5G. And not only will this let you download iOS updates, it'll also give you higher quality video and FaceTime calls will probably look and sound better.
Interesting. Okay.
So the second part of that is Apple explained some of the different 5G icons we'll be seeing because there are three of them. Some people will just see a regular 5G icon. And then if you're in an area that has the faster millimeter wave 5G, then you might see either 5G plus or 5G UW.
Okay. Interesting. All right. Well, and I mean, it's interesting, but additionally, for a lot of people, that's probably not going to matter because there's not a lot of 5G going around right now. So,
yeah.
So there is that. But the other thing we wanted to talk about today with it being iPhonemus Eve is once you get your phone, a deeply personal decision that everyone has to make for themselves is, do I put this bad boy in a case? And I think that's... And I think that different can
or
be...
not to case.
That is the question.
Ooh, to nudity or not to nudity.
iPhone nudity. There's a show title for today, kids. You know, do we have to finish, Brian? Like, whether 'tis nobler to suffer the indignities of my stone tile kitchen floor, you know, or a cracked iPhone screen?
I mean, that is the question. You know, Apple makes these beautiful devices, right? These, you know,
they're so pretty.
They are pretty. They're freaking pretty. And these devices that feel good to hold in our hands and that were designed to be held in our hands. And mm-hmm. yet the first thing that most of us do is put them in the case, because at some point we've probably experienced having, you know, dropped them and broken them.
Yes. I have on more than one occasion had my phone unwillingly leave my hand. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Gravity, it turns out, is a harsh mistress.
And, indeed.
But we have one among us who chooses the naked route.
Yeah, to Charlotte's complete bewilderment, I am an iPhone nudist.
I don't think it's to her bewilderment at all. We already knew you were an iPhone maniac, and you know, you install the initial beta on your daily device and all of that. So also having it out of the case is just another example of you living life on the edge, my friend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I, right now my iPhone, I will be getting an iPhone 12, and I'm mm-hmm. moving from an iPhone 7 Plus. Mm-hmm. And this was the...
Wow, this is going to be such a huge difference.
I know.
That's awesome.
And that, I think that the iPhone 7 was the first model to use this new, like, harder, more resistant aluminum. Mm-hmm. Like, Apple had this new aluminum alloy. I think it was called Series 3000. So I thought, well, I don't like how much thicker a case makes the iPhone. So I figured I should, you know, just take advantage of this harder, tougher aluminum.
Sure.
And I have dropped it plenty of times, sometimes on concrete. And it's been dinged up and scratched on the corners, sure. But it was only until this year, 4 years later, where it dropped and it must have landed face down or something. And that is when the screen cracked a bit.
Oh.
But with the iPhone 12, since the back of it, like the 12 Pro and the Pro Max are going to have stainless steel edges, mm-hmm. which is great. That's better than aluminum. But the back of it is going to be glass. So I'm thinking with glass front and back, maybe that's time to get a case.
It certainly is time to get AppleCare Plus.
Yes, absolutely.
I will be getting that too.
Yes.
The thing is that I mean, like, there's simply getting it scratched. I keep my iPhone in my pocket now. In my left pocket, I have my wallet and my AirPods Pro and my iPhone. No metal.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, in my right pocket, I've got my keys and, you know, any change that's managed to miraculously accumulate in some way. But, you know, there have been times when there, like, I don't want my device scratched up. I also don't want it to break. And for me, the question has never been to go nude or not to go nude. It's actually been, how much of a case do I want? Do I want a big, thick, heavy, mm-hmm. military grade drop case? Mm-hmm. Or I don't understand anyone who wants to put a clear case on their iPhone. They look horrible. I mean, like, yeah, you can see the iPhone, but you can also see the clear case. So what's the point? And, you know,
I like to look at my phone, but I also like to have it survive if I drop it on the stone floor in my kitchen,
Brian.
Are you
a clear case user?
I am.
Oh, good Lord. I don't even know you. But the real point there is that
I'm still, honestly, Brian, I'm still back at, you can get three things in one pocket at the same time. So I'll be over here.
Fair enough. I'm a dude. I've got dude pockets.
You get actual pocket.
Yeah. I get actual pockets, yeah. But the real point, though, is that cases are subjective. Not only is the case, the decision to have one or to not have one, subjective, but what kind of case you have is subjective too.
That's
some people need that military grade drop case kind of thing, that life proofy kind of thing. That, you know, some people need. Well, you know, I would think that waterproof cases are less of a deal now.
Yeah, the phone has some waterproofability. Yeah. So we will dig into more cases in a minute because, like Brian said, there are loads of options out there. We are going to talk about them. But first, I'd like to take a minute and tell you about our sponsor this week. Our sponsor this week is MacPaw Software. And they make an app called Clean My Mac X, and it's a pretty great little utility. Like I said, it's a Mac app. It's for cleaning up and optimizing performance on your machine. So your Mac does need maintenance once in a while. It'll do all kinds of maintenance for you. It does so in a very easy to follow fashion, so it's not sort of mysterious what this utility is doing for you. It's very user friendly. It will run maintenance scripts. It will do a basic malware check. It will clear off old system log files and user cache files that you don't need anymore. It'll do a little bit of optimization for you. It doesn't take that long to even do any of those things. And it can even give you a little bit better insight into what your computer is actually doing with the optimization feature, rather than trying to sort of stare at activity monitor and make some guesses. So another thing to know about it is that Clean My Mac X is getting geared up to be fully compatible with Big Sur whenever that comes out. You can find out more about the app and download it for free at macpaw.app/TDO, macpaw.app/TDO, macpaw.app/TDO. Find out more about Clean My Mac X from MacPaw Software. And we'd like to thank MacPaw for sponsoring the show today. Now back to cases.
Yeah, and there's some people who like to put glittery,
okay, that's ridiculous,
sparkly, and that's spangly thing. Well, it's ridiculous to me, and sounds like to you. I'm guessing Andrew isn't going for the spangles.
Andrew's totally getting a glitter case for his black phone. Yeah, yes.
And this stuff is so incredibly subjective, to be sure. Mm-hmm. And there is no right answer, but I certainly personally recommend using a case so that you don't have to deal with a broken iPhone.
Yes, it's definitely easier to deal with a little bit of case than broken phone.
Yeah, minimize your chances of having a broken iPhone. I usually use a leather case. Mm-hmm. Leather strikes that balance for me between looking good and still offering some protection, especially at the corners. Mm-hmm. But Commander Ichabod and I had a disagreement on the direction that we were going to be going recently. and unfortunately, I was holding the iPhone in my hand at the time.
Oh.
And despite having a case, it actually chipped. It chipped the screen, you know, a couple of weeks before I got to turn it in, too.
Oh, no. Well. Yeah. Another thing to point out with cases is that some of them do have, for lack of a better word, I will call them add-ons. So there are phone cases you can get that have a little kickstand. So if you want it to stand upright on your desk and you don't have one of those upright chargers we've talked about before, you can have it stand up like that. You can get them that have like a tripod adapter in them so that you can mount your phone on a tripod easily. And get them with a wrist strap or a neck strap, that kind of thing.
Lens, that are designed to go with external lenses. Mm-hmm. Definitely lots of options. And there's Andrew over there being nude.
Yep. We can say, Brian, we can say running around naked, can't we?
Yes, we can. Hey, there he is over there running around naked.
Although, speaking of military-grade rugged cases, if I'm doing a extensive outdoor activity like camping, mm-hmm. then I do put a rugged case on.
Okay.
So I at least do that.
So what's your own, as of this moment anyway, on iPhone Miss Eve, what is your go-to case for outdoor activity?
Good question. I've written a ton of new cases coming out, but like my personal favorite when it comes to rugged cases is Urban Armor Gear.
Okay.
Because they're tough. They meet this military drop standard. Mm-hmm. But they, like, I think some of them look cool. Although I think, Kelly, you described it as iPhone Humvee edition.
Yeah, one of their cases that's meant to be like, this is a phone full of serious this is a case that is full of serious protection, and I want the rest of the world to see how well protected my phone is by this case. That case does look like if a Humvee were an iPhone case. It's just giant square angles everywhere. They have some other ones that look cool. They have one that says it has the same military grade drop protection that is biodegradable. So I'm going to check that one out, hopefully.
Yeah.
There's other ones out. Like I know Mr. Kelly for extended outdoor activity has a LifeProof case that he uses that has the rubber seal around it. It kind of snaps together around your phone, and it's got a rubber seal to make sure absolutely nothing gets inside or anywhere near the screen or on the speakers or anything. It's a pretty serious case. He uses that for hiking and camping and extended outdoor activity, as you described it, Andrew.
Yeah. And I also want to point out, so there's another phone case manufacturer called Spec, and I don't know if you two noticed, but there is this weird pandemic going on.
Yeah, I've heard.
They did release a series of iPhone 12 antimicrobial cases.
Nice.
And judging from the pictures.
I like Spec cases.
I do too.
Yeah. They do look kind of like thicker and rugged too.
Yeah. Spec usually makes a little bit casier case, I guess I should call it. One of the other ones that I have seen that I'm trying to remember which one was the one that I was thinking of just there. I have one that I usually at some point, obviously I'm going to delay that purchase a little bit now, but I usually have one that will let me put a couple of cards in the back. It's like a built-in wallet to the back of your case. And I like that for things like conferences and things where I don't necessarily want to carry around a whole bunch of stuff. So I will always have my phone with me so I can put, my driver's license behind it and my credit card, because that lives in my pocket or in my hand all the time. And so I usually will get a case like that. I'm probably going to wait a while on getting one for this phone because I don't have any plans to go anywhere anytime soon where that's going to be a concern. So I know I have one of those, and I think it might be it's either a Spec case or like an Incipio case, I think, that I have for that you tuck the cards in the back of. So there's a lot of variety out there as far as cases go, which is good. So, Brian, now that you have one that's slightly chipped on the front, are you going to get another leather case, or are you going to go something a little different in case you and Ichabod have a disagreement in the future?
Yeah, competing ideas. We had competing ideas on which direction we were going to go. And he has competing ideas on what it means to be quiet at the moment. No, I will probably continue to get a leather case. I like leather cases. I'll probably get Apple's MagSafe case to have something at when my iPhone finally gets here. And then I will see who is doing what. I've been using Walnut's case. I like Walnut's products. I reviewed the case I've got on there. They did a 4-screen to match the green iPhone for the 11 Pro. And because I loved the green on the iPhone Pro, the 11 Pro, and putting a case on it, you're hiding it.
I know.
But I was able to find this matching green, and I did a review on it. For whatever that's worth. So there you have it. That is will continue to be my choice, I think.
All right. So we will continue to talk to you more about cases over at themacobserver.com. And it's possible Andrew might be convinced into one at some point. Difficult to say. Another thing to point out is sometimes you don't want to just care about the back of the case. Sometimes you want to care about the front of your phone. There are tempered glass screen protectors you can get. So in case you also have someone in your life who has competing ideas with you about direction, sometimes it's nice to have one of those because you can just peel that off and stick on a new sheet of glass, and it can sometimes help save your screen. Ask me how I know. So that's going to do it for us today, except I want to hear what all of you have planned. If you're going to get a new phone, what case are you getting? Are you in the iPhone nudist camp with Andrew? because that's a pleasant image to leave everybody with at the end of the show. If you have feedback about that or anything else that we talk about on the show, you can get us at observations@macobserver.com, TMO Daily on Twitter, or with comments in the show notes. That's going to do it for us today. Andrew, thanks so much for coming by.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And Brian, as always, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us, Kelly. Good to be here. happy to be on the show.
I'm your host, Kelly Gamon. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other and let's be careful out there.